This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.
Got the number one pick in the NHL draft, but the minute can't seem to stump. Do something dumb, that's an observation. CLT make him need to run.
That's Lawrence Taylor!
Call him every trash, CMT for short. Wonder if we best once you peep the score. Up at the crack of dawn, top stories of the morning. While you're yawning, grab your coffee, rise to shine with 98.7. This is Drop Time. We provide highlights from your favorite teams. Got Dave and Rick making plenty of picks. It's Rule 76.
And what has happened? What has happened to New York sports? DiPietro and Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. It felt like it was 5 minutes ago. Things were just going so swimmingly. And you wake up this morning and the Rangers done. At least the Yankees had a win last night. And the Knicks are now on the verge of being done. And it's disheartening to say the least. It is Tuesday, which means you have CMT, which makes everybody very happy. But Rick, we're in one today, my friend.
Rule 76.
No excuses.
Let's go.
Oh, my God.
Met season opener tonight, which I'm looking forward
to.
Yeah,
I look forward to that.
Yep.
They're right there at 500, right? Starting the season.
Yeah.
I mean, things have taken a turn, my friend.
Yes, they have. And you know what it is, too? We're watching that game last night, and the Knicks led for, what, 33 seconds last night? Miami's just better.
I was thinking the same thing.
They're just a better team.
I was thinking the same. And when you look at the teams, you think they shouldn't be, but I agree with you. Miami's just, they play their game better than the Knicks play their game. They're how angry can you be? They're just a better team. I think
which
that's fair to say.
Which I have to imagine, and RJ and Ray and I were talking about this before the show, and just in my experience as, you know, as someone that played, it's demoralizing. Like, when you have an identity, when you go into a game or a series, and there are certain things that you do really well, and I think you saw some of that after the game with what Julius Randle said. Because, I mean, what they're talking about after the game, it's hard to explain. Like Mitchell Robinson talking about, I have to find a way to get, you know, have more energy. It's game four in a must-win situation in the second round of the NBA playoffs. Like, how could you possibly need anything more as a competitor to get you ready to get the energy that you need? So my only thought was that when you have something that you do really well, whatever it is, it's toughness, it's offensive rebounding, whatever those things are, and you go up against a team that's just better at those things than you, it's tougher than you. This is a more experienced team. Remember, this is a team that went to the Eastern Conference Finals last year.
Sure.
That, I mean, last night it seemed like every time the Knicks had any momentum, it was snatched away immediately.
The possessions, and I think that's fair. I think that Miami is better. And I didn't think that coming into the series. I think Miami wants it more. I think Miami is better coached. They get better looks. I just think overall from top to bottom, what Miami does, they do it better than the Knicks. But the thing that's so frustrating to me is like these possessions where they get 3, 4, 5 opportunities that like to start the fourth quarter. I think they had the ball for over a minute. Rick, that's the stuff I cannot tolerate.
No, I mean, you had a perfect opportunity, right? I mean, and here's the frustrating part too. I mean, Knicks to start the third quarter they hit 9 of their first 10 shots. Like, they were awesome to start the third quarter. They shot 76, almost 77% in the third quarter and still got outscored by a point. Right? I mean, they got outscored 34-33 in that quarter.
Yep.
And then to start the fourth, both offenses weren't very good. I mean, Miami missed 12 of its first 15 shots, which is the perfect opportunity, but you can't... It doesn't count as...
But you did the same thing.
But it doesn't count as a defensive stop if you don't get the rebound.
Right. And you did the same thing. I think that Miami was like 20% and you were 25% to start the fourth quarter, like the first couple of minutes. So, I don't know. I mean, I think they've never come back from this deficit. I can't imagine...
No, and Miami's never lost either.
They're gonna come back and win this series. It feels like this thing is DOA now. But, I mean, I guess overall you look at it, you say this was a hell of a season. But it's really... Because you won in Miami. You thought you matched up well against them, which I guess in actuality is not true. But, you know, watching Mitchell Robinson and you hear what he said last night, I really got to find a way to turn it on now. What? Turn it on now.
Right. When are you going to turn it on? When the series is over. I mean, that was the game.
That was the game.
To give everything that you had left in the tank to try to win the game was last night. And it doesn't help that Jalen Brunson, dirty play, by the way, by Caleb Martin. Dirty play. And Jalen Brunson was good.
He was good. He was one of the few.
Yeah, too many turnovers. I mean, 7 offensive rebounds for the Heat in the fourth quarter. Too many turnovers for the Knicks. Bench got in bad. 32-10. The Heat outscored the Knicks bench. Jimmy Butler's awesome. Bam Adebayo had a really good game.
Knicks don't shoot well from three. I mean, they just don't.
Lowry gets every call. I mean, he's just a wily veteran. He had some big shots. Strus had a good game. The crazy part of this Miami Heat team is they were trailing the second play-in game.
They lost the first.
We're trailing the second until 2:17 left in the game when they finally took the lead.
And now they're one win away from going to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Going back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah. So they went Conference Finals last year?
Yeah, they lost in 7.
And then 2 years ago they went to the NBA Finals, right?
In the bubble.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. They lost in Game 7 last year to the Celtics.
Right.
So this is without Tyler Hero and Victor Oladipo. And they somehow find a way.
I'll tell you what. If I was a Heat fan, I would absolutely be in love with this team. Because they're not overly talented, right? Jimmy Butler's a terrific player. Adebayo's a good player. Other than that, they're role players who play their game so well. It's very frustrating.
Do you want to know the one play last night? Well, there's a couple. I mean, there was the end of the first half where you had the Randall air ball followed by the Mitchell Robinson travel to end the first half. And then my favorite was the start of the third when Gabe Vincent misses the three. And it's RJ and Quentin Grimes.
Oh, and they batted the ball out of bounds? Oh,
I was like, come on, man. I mean, what are we doing? And then at one point, I mean, this is when it was, I think it was 106-99. And Mitch has the ball. Looks like he's going to dunk it, and he dribbles it out of bounds.
That was nice. That was nice. I don't know if you felt like this. I obviously watched the entirety of the game last night. I never thought the Knicks were going to win.
No, I didn't feel like it.
They got it down to 2 at one point. And I sat there and I watched it, and I honestly never thought the Knicks were going to come back and win that game, never one time.
No, I didn't. I mean, as a fan, you're watching it. I can imagine what it feels like as a player, too, where it feels like, again, like you're hustling backwards, where you finally feel like, okay, here's our opportunity to make a run here. And it was, it was a Strus hit a big three, Love hit a big three, Lowry hit a big three. Every time you kind of made that push, Miami had the answer. And I have a hard time believing this, that they want it more than you.
You say that. It sure looks like it.
Yeah, I know it looks like that. I mean, it almost feels like when you can't hit in baseball, everyone looks lackadaisical.
Right.
And I can promise you, in the moment, you're trying. Like, this team has fought all year long. They've been resilient all year long. It's been their calling card.
But how do you explain these possessions where Miami gets, like, five chances? Like, shot, missed, rebound, missed, rebound, missed, rebound. How do you explain that? If that's not want, then what is it?
Is it basketball IQ?
Maybe.
I mean, is it just they know? I mean, they have a better idea how to position themselves? I don't know what it is. I have a hard time accepting the fact that a team that's fought the way that the Knicks have fought all season long, whose identity has been, their toughness, I mean, their rebounding. You're talking about a team that during the regular season was third in the NBA in offensive rebounds per game and tied for second in rebounds per game. It's who they are. And then all of a sudden now, this is the time where they're like, you know what? Let's all just let go of the rope.
But let's be fair. Mitchell Robinson has had a horrendous series.
I don't disagree with that.
A horrendous series.
Not been good.
And we're not going to get into the conversation today of what do you do this offseason if you're the Knicks, because this season still continues. But, I mean, we'll get there. We will get there. You mentioned what Julius Randle said after the game about losing these hustle plays. Here he is.
Maybe they want it more. I don't know. That's been who we are all year. And we got to find a way to step up and make those plays if we want to keep the season alive.
Well, here's what I would say. I don't have these delusions of grandeur where I look at this and say the Knicks are going to come back and win the series. I think that's silly at this point. All I want, I don't think it's asking for that much, is don't lose it at home. That's it. Go out there tomorrow night. Don't lose it at home. Win the game. Make them go back home. And if they don't win that game 6, then they're in some kind of trouble. That's all I want. Just win the one game. Let's put some pressure on Miami for game 6.
Fight. That's it. That's all you can ask for at this point, is fight. I mean, you mentioned it. I mean, trailing 3-1, Knicks have never won, and I don't think the Heat have ever lost. I think one team is 14-0, and the other team is 0-14.
Right.
So, I mean, you're hard pressed to believe that they're going to come back in the series.
And they're better than you.
And they're better than you. And I think you can tell especially after the game, was like them come to the realization that this Heat team is just, they're better. Like, they get contributions up and down the lineup. Doesn't help that we have no IQ. The amount that you're asking Jalen Brunson to do on a bum wheel, which is clearly bothering him.
I'd say he's a warrior, is what he is.
Played 44 minutes.
Yeah, he's a warrior.
And he's not going to complain about it.
Never says a word, makes his shots, brings the ball up. It's just like, I don't know, there's just like lackadaisical feeling to this team now. And the turnovers in the backcourt early in the game, it's so frustrating to watch them play.
Yeah, it's almost like you're waiting for someone else to do it. You know what I mean? Like you're looking around like someone else is going to do it. But, I mean, in these moments, it's up to you. And then, again, I mean, we'll probably take a lot of phone calls today on how frustrated people are with Julius Randle and the turnovers and everything else. I thought Kenny Smith made a good point last night at halftime.
Kenny Smith can be on the show tomorrow morning,
right,
by the way.
Right, that's why I said it.
Mm-hmm.
When Julius makes quick decisions, great. When he holds onto the ball, bad things happen.
I think that's true, and I think that's kind of his downfall. He doesn't often make quick decisions. It's very plodding with Julius Randle.
Right, because he's way... I mean, get the ball to Julius, goes into ISO, wait for the double team to come, and then he's supposed to kick it out for an open look. The number that pissed me off, too, when I saw it this morning, was I think 45% of the Miami shots last night were uncontested.
Well, they moved the ball beautifully.
Well, they move the ball, but they also move.
Oh, they're constantly in motion.
And then you watch the Knicks, and it's like they're just everyone's standing around watching.
I mean, what you said is what I was going to say today, and I think it's 100% accurate. You can sit here and you can try to dissect this series till you're blue in the face. Miami is a better basketball team. That's it.
Yeah, they're a better team. I love Tibbs, but, I mean, you see Eric Spoelstra is one of the best in the league. And he's got guys that buy into what he's preaching and then star in the role that they're given.
That's right. That's right. And if it's not Vincent, it's Strus. If it's not Strus, it's Lowry. If it's not Lowry, it's Love. Like, they're going to get whatever two guys of that combination. Because you know Butler's going to play well and Adebayo's going to play well. Duncan Robinson. Like, they're going to get two of these, kind of secondary guys that are going to produce. And they're going to produce at a high level. And then the other guy, like Caleb Martin. Like, who are these guys? Where do they get these guys? Did they, like, find them on the street corner?
Well, they find them. They coach them up. And then, again, I mean, we keep talking about this guy's undrafted and G League and everything, but you're also talking about guys that had the opportunity to make a run all the way into Game 7 of the Eastern Conference Finals. And a team where it was clear that Quentin Grimes wasn't the same player. IQ wasn't the same player. Like, let's not downplay how important IQ was to this Knicks team.
Correct.
And what not having him at that level means for Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle, both who are dealing
with... And he's been bad this series, this postseason.
And not available last night.
He's been bad. Now, but I hear so many like, oh, if they only had him. If they only had him, then what? Yeah, of course you wish you had him. But it's not like the guy's been going out there and balling and all of a sudden you don't have him.
No, if you had the regular season version of IQ, absolutely.
If IQ was going out putting in 17 a game in the postseason and you didn't have him, you could really fall back on that. I think as an excuse, you look at this, you're like, well, what did you not have? You didn't have a guy that's been bad in the postseason?
Right. Well, I mean, I think part of it, too, is someone that can handle the ball, take some of the pressure off of Jalen Brunson. And, it's clear. And again, credit to the Heat and Eric Spoelstra. I mean, you had Gabe Vincent picking him up full court.
Oh, and you saw every time they scored, either Lowry or Vincent, they were just screaming from the bench, get up there and get in his face. Get up there, full court press.
He's on the ground all game long. I mean, he took a beating in this series. I can't imagine what he feels like today. Every time he looked up, he's trying to take a charge. He's in the... He's the head of the snake. If we can make it as hard as possible on him and wear him down, we like our chances. And that's what they've been doing. And I'm telling you, though, like watching this Miami Heat team during the regular season, even leading up to getting themselves into the playoffs and what you see now, it's like night and day. Like all of a sudden, Kyle Lowry has turned himself back into Kyle Lowry.
I watched the Heat a bunch of times this year. Kyle Lowry kind of stinks at this point of his career.
Well, they took him out of the... I mean, they put him on the bench.
Yeah, he kind of stinks. And then you look at him, you're like, how do they get this out of him? Because there are some teams that are built for the regular season, and there are some teams that are built for the postseason. And they know when the lights go on in the postseason is when they ratchet it up. And that's exactly what Miami has done.
That's exactly what Jimmy Butler does.
Oh, he's terrific.
Playoff Jimmy.
He's a star.
He is.
So here we are.
And here we are.
At the precipice of the end of a season, turning all our attention to the Mets and the Yankees.
In the schedule release, the NFL
which
schedule
will
release.
Which will happen Thursday. Raymond was so excited with that, huh?
I'm hearing maybe 6 primetime games for my Jets. Hello.
That's a lot of primetime
games.
Hello. You're not going to sleep at all in the fall.
At all. I stayed up for the entire game last night.
Well, that was within reason. What time did that game end? It was over by like 10, right?
Well, no. I mean, you're talking 10:30 probably.
10:30 is late.
Waking up at 2:30?
That's not good. How do you feel today?
I feel good.
Do you really?
No. I'm very depressed.
Yeah, it's not a great day.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
But what else do I have now?
I don't know.
Little League tonight. I'll get myself ready for Little
That's
League
nice.
Tonight.
Alex has a lacrosse game tonight,
That's
which would
it.
Be nice.
How did Ben's baseball game go yesterday?
They destroyed the other team.
Yeah, did he play well?
No.
No hits?
He didn't start.
Nope.
He came off the bench.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, any good plays? Nothing?
Yes.
Oh, good.
A couple nice plays defensively.
All right. So, I mean, he participated.
He participated. Be nice if he hit the ball.
Well, listen. Relax. It's baseball. I mean, it's a game of failure.
I understand.
Understand that.
Okay.
It's not coach pitch. This is, I mean, guys are trying to get him out.
I understand that.
If he needs any,
what are you trying to depress me more?
If he needs any hitting tips, though, I've been watching a lot of hitting videos.
Have you?
Yeah.
He could use some conversation.
I made the mistake on Instagram of clicking on a hitting video, and now...
So how about...
Entire Instagram hitting videos.
You know, it's unbelievable. So how about this? The other day, the dog's toenails are long, right? Are they toenails? They're just nails, right?
Nails, yeah.
Yeah. So Sherry buys like a cutter, right? Or a trim or whatever.
Yep.
All of a sudden, everywhere I go, online, it's catered towards... Towards
dog nails,
dog treats, dog nails, dog this, dog whistle. I'm like, what is happening?
Dogs have taken over your life.
But it's not like I searched it up. She searched it up.
Was your on your phone?
No, on our Wi-Fi.
Oh, maybe.
And now all of a sudden it's. I'm like, oh, for God's sakes!
You start clicking on some other stuff.
She must see some wild stuff when she. She's like, what? What is this?
She better not. Yeah, you better stay off your own Wi-Fi.
Right?
Yeah, stay off your own Wi-Fi. I told you. Sometimes you mention something and the phone hears it, and all of a sudden the ads start popping up.
There's no way you could walk around and say, I'm thinking about cleavage, and then all of a sudden wild stuff starts popping up.
We'll try it.
I don't want to.
What? Not at work? Don't do it at work.
No. RJ, you do it. RJ. Say something that's, you know, questionable.
Nah, I got nothing.
Well, you see my feed. I send you guys videos from my feed. It's wild.
Well, your feed is like a...
You probably need to reconsider your algorithm.
Yeah, how do I do that? Can I just get rid of the app and then bring it back?
No, I think
watch more wholesome things.
Yeah.
Have you seen the Brady Bunch? And B. Davis.
I think you need a prolonged stretch of time where you watch very neutral, G-rated videos.
What do you think his search engine looks like?
Yeah, but I'm not watching anything, though. I just click on, I do the search thing, and then I think it's just...
Go to, like, the Disney feed.
It follows you, though. I know what you're talking about. Like, you click on a video, it leads you to another video, and before you know it, you're watching God knows what. But it follows you, and it remembers all.
For some reason, I have, like, my Instagram now is I have hitting videos, I have Family Feud mess-ups.
Those are funny.
It knows what you like. I mean, you've sent those to us like 5 times already.
Well, that's because that's all I have. It's my entire every mishap in Family Feud I've seen now.
Those are funny. Steve Harvey's very funny.
It's hilarious.
Yeah,
I got to change this whole thing up. Too cluttered now.
Start watching the Brady Bunch.
Yeah, you need to really become a wholesome human being. Who do you think is the most debaucherous on the show? That would be Rick.
Is that even a question?
As far as their searches?
Just as far as their general life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think for both.
Yeah, but I don't really, maybe in the past, but I don't really, I mean, I'm not really searching anything. Like
what,
stuff like
then,
that.
Then why at this point, this you
don't
have to.
I don't know. I thought when you clicked on that, it's like people that you've, well, I don't really follow anyone on Instagram. Maybe it is my own algorithm. Yeah, I need to reassess, I think.
This is weird. Brian Spatafora says, I picked up a box at the store to show my wife. Didn't even mention what it was. Just showed her a box at the store. When I got home, there was an ad for it under my Instagram feed. Now, how is that possible?
Dude, I'm telling you, the weird stuff happens all the time. Stuff like that.
I don't like it. All right. I don't like these Knicks calls, but I guess we have to if we have to. 1-800-919-3776. RJ, you better be elite with CMT today. And if you want to make it go 45 minutes to 2 hours, that'd be fine.
That seems like too many questions.
No. Marathon CMT today. Yeah. Make it fun and funny.
Yeah. 26.2 miles of CMT today.
There's no fun to be had.
Why are you so sad? You're not a huge Knicks fan.
Huge? No, I just said.
The Yankees won last night.
No, yeah.
But I know that
Aaron Hicks hit a home run.
But I know the tenor of the room. It's not a fun day.
Aaron Hicks got his first hit at Yankee Stadium.
He's happy. Talk to him.
Yeah, he should be. Let's go to Dan in Queens. Good morning, Dan. You're on 98.7.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I just don't know why Obi Toppin didn't play in the second half when he was getting taken out of the game. He was frustrated. He really wanted to play.
What do you mean he really wanted to play? What in God's green earth does that mean he really wanted to play? Did you see him? He's hoisting up air balls all over the place last night.
No. Look.
The first show was an air ball.
The announcer said he's coming out and he's so frustrated he wanted to be out there. He started to put it together. He couldn't rebound. There's only two forwards on the roster, him and Randall. They out-rebound. They're going to the rack and scoring all the points in the paint. They need to defend. You can't do this with all the small lineups, Grimes, Hart. These guys are too small. It's evident. If this coach don't make a change, he should be fired and Mark Jackson should be the coach. I love you guys.
Thank you. Boy. I never
a great first call.
No, not great. I never once watched the game last night thinking to myself I needed more Obi Toppin in the game.
No, me neither.
I thought he was bad.
First shot I think was an air ball. Yeah, it was all set. But that's part of the problem. I mean, you look at what the Heat did.
They don't have the answers.
And the contributions up and down the lineup that the Heat had last night. And Knicks, I mean, I told you the bench numbers. I mean, Josh Hart didn't have a good game. It felt like all the Knicks were in foul trouble. I thought the officiating stunk. But that's no excuse. 7 offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter. 7. 7 offensive rebounds for the Heat.
And I mean, they had like football kind of possessions. Like third and one, we pick up the first down and let's redo it again. And then third and one, and we picked it up again. And again. And again. They had 5 opportunities.
Right. I mean, they scored 19 points in the fourth quarter. 0 for 9 from 3. Missed 12 of their first 15 shots.
And it didn't matter.
You had a chance. Well, because you only scored 20 points in the fourth quarter.
That's exactly right. And again, like we said, it never got to the point where the game was within reach. You never watched that game thinking to yourself, the Knicks are going to win this game. Never. Never. At least I didn't.
No, because every time the Knicks, they felt like they were going to make a push, Miami had an answer. Every time.
And they have all series outside of 1 7-minute stretch in game 2. That's it.
Without Jimmy Butler. Which, in hindsight, we probably should have realized that this is, it's a win. There's no pitchers on the scorecard. Doesn't matter. But the reality of the situation was, it's probably not great.
Yeah, if they on your home court must win without their best player, they give you everything you can handle and more. Not good. Knicks were, I think, 10-point favorites in that game.
Yeah, they're down 6 points with 7 minutes left.
Yeah, Lee in Harlem. Good morning, Lee. You're on 98.7.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm in a bad way, man. I just feel we can't play 8-5 every game. I know you guys say Miami had an answer. The referees had the answer. Every time we make a push, they call a crazy foul, offensive foul, crazy other foul. I'm just frustrated. Who's supposed to be the guy to say something about these referees that the player can't say nothing, the coach can't say nothing?
So, Lee, you watch this series. Be honest with me now, with us. You watch this series, and you say to yourself, the reason the Knicks are losing the series 3-1 is because of the officiating.
The last 2 games, yes. I feel that they held us back. I feel like every time we could have got over the hump, we down by 8. Oh, here come another crazy foul. We're down by 4. Oh, here go another offensive foul. It's just unbelievable how the last 2 games is going. I'm just so frustrated, man. I don't know what to do. Hey, you guys, I love you guys. Great show. Talk to you later, man.
Thank you. I understand the frustration. I think your blame is in the wrong spot.
Yeah, well, I think you can. I mean, you can say that the officiating was bad and not blame it for the last 2 losses. I don't think the officiating was good.
The Knicks lost game 3 by 20 points.
Right. No, listen, I mean, I watched the game last night and felt the same way you did, but also felt like the officiating was not good.
I don't think it's great. I don't think it's the reason the Knicks are losing.
And Tibbs has said something. But I think you have one team right now that is playing their best basketball and one team that's not. Right? I mean, the Miami Heat.
Clearly.
I mean, what you saw during the regular season, even trying to get themselves into the playoffs, losing the first play-in game. I mean, trailing all the way up to 2:17 left in the fourth quarter of the second play-in game to now knocking off Milwaukee and sitting here looking to close this thing out in five. Like, I mean, look what they're doing right now. I mean, Kyle Lowry, prime example of that. That 15 last night. Making big shots.
Kevin Love with his stupid outlet passes.
Oh, my God.
Can we put a stop to that, please?
I wrote that in my notes, too.
Oh, the one to Jimmy Butler? First of all, Jimmy Butler should be a receiver in the NFL. Guy's unbelievable when he's down court.
Jalen Brunson made the three, and then somehow was the first one back.
And they still beat him deep.
Well, of course. I actually had that written down, unacceptable, in capital letters.
You had it written?
That's what I said?
Yeah.
I had it written down, unacceptable, capital letters.
It was unacceptable. Yeah. So you sit there watching the games, taking notes the entire way through?
Yeah.
You're good. You're
just like big plays and
you're
stuff.
You're like a student of the game.
Yeah. Stuff that I figured that I could bring up.
We could gnaw on during the show.
Spur a conversation.
I like it.
Little small plates.
I like it. Little, and you have very, very nice penmanship, too.
Tapas. I taught myself how to do print. They only taught me cursive growing up.
And you taught yourself how to do print?
Yeah.
Maybe you are really bright.
I don't think I'm as smart as you, but...
If we did IQ tests, we should do that one day. IQ tests on
not,
the show.
Not now.
That would be... Oh, but what a treat that would be.
Years ago, maybe.
Oh, God.
I'm tapped now.
Got nothing?
I've had too many head injuries.
Here is RJ Barrett asked about his mindset.
Down 3-1 now, going back to New York. Just what is the team's mindset right now?
Good win, back home.
That's it. He's right. One win. You don't have to worry about the big picture. Three games. Win the game on Wednesday. See another game. Make them travel back home. Right? Extend the series. That's all you're looking
to do. Well, you never know what's going to happen, right? I mean, you have no idea what's going to happen. Like, maybe you win game five, something happens. Jimmy turns his ankle again. You never know. Crazy stuff happens.
We've seen it. It's a brawl.
Now, historically, you don't love your chances?
No.
But we'll see.
Being that this has never happened in either way, yes, I tend to agree with you.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Anniversary success, by the way.
Anniversary success. Present?
Yes.
What was it?
A gift card to the spa.
But she said she couldn't get a massage.
She can't get a massage. There's other things at the spa.
Facial.
She can do whatever she'd like to do.
Nice.
At the spa. I'm not pigeonholing her.
No, so anything.
And she coached lacrosse last night, comes home from lacrosse, dinner just waiting.
What was for dinner?
That was not a...
Yeah, but it was dinner.
I got some salads.
Nice.
Made some Progresso soups. Yep.
See?
That's right.
I knew those would come in handy.
Yeah, exactly that.
You. It's the thought that counts, David.
That's right. Had like a glass on the table. It wasn't just bottles and you know, it's the little things, right?
It's the little things, the little touches.
It's the little things.
The accoutrement.
Yeah. Alex is so annoyed. They get home from the car. I'm like, where were you? Because it ends at 8. They get home like 8:25. I said, where were you guys? He goes, they were game planning for the game tomorrow night. And all I want to do is get home and watch the Knicks game. I was like, why didn't you put your foot down? He's like, I tried.
It's a team meeting, man.
It's a team meeting.
It's a game.
It's the coach and it's the assistant coach.
Like a team meeting, preparing for the game. It's important stuff.
Well, he was not happy about it.
Of course not, because he's you.
He was
you
would
have left.
I'm surprised he didn't.
Send me a text.
Walk home. Just up and leave. 1-800-919-3776. Let's get to some of these calls. Now, Richard in Manhattan, was that yesterday he called us and he was like puzzling, right? That it didn't really bother him that much and he was fine and just don't
invest
your time.
Well, not that it didn't bother him. Yeah, you're wasting your time.
Like
you listened to a little on the radio, could tell he didn't have a chance, and then that was it.
You think he's going to be as defeated today?
I don't think he was defeated.
Well, what was
he? He was taunting you. He said he's a better fan than you. He's been a fan longer than you, and he also manages his time better.
All right. Now, a couple things. Firstly, there's nothing I can do. The fact that he's older than me, he's been a fan longer, yes. There is no way on God's green earth he's a better fan than me.
Oh,
I think
we established that with the phone call yesterday. We'll see how he responds today.
All right. Let's see. Richard in Manhattan. Good morning, Richard.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick. Dave, you said it in a nutshell. You're watching a game, and I felt the same way listening. They were never going to win the game. They had a brief lead in the first quarter. And at that point, they said, okay, if we hold the lead, let me go watch the game. But they lost it right away. And then they were losing by 8 or 10 at halftime. You can tell by Ed Cohen and John Wallace that it was frustrating to watch them play. fellas, in their history, they've never won a series when they lost the first game at home. This is just like 10 years ago against Indiana. We wanted Indiana. 2 years ago, we wanted Atlanta. And this year, we wanted Miami. It's all the same thing. Now, I'll watch Game 5 because I want to see how they respond at home.
Richard, hold on.
But if they lose Game 5 at home.
Richard.
Yes.
Okay. To say that we wanted Miami.
If they lose Game 5 at home, it's a disastrous season. Disaster. Go ahead, fellas. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Thank you. That's it.
You done?
No,
you
beat it out
of me. One other thing.
No, I have nothing.
Dave.
Please.
No, Dave, Rick.
Please.
You mentioned about listening on radio. Fellas, I grew up listening to games on the radio in the 60s with a transistor radio. I'm probably the only guy in New York City that walks around with a transistor radio listening. Kids under 35, 40 years old, they have no idea
what
I'm
listening.
What does
this mean? I mean, Richard, I don't understand if you're walking around with rabbit ears on your head. What does it matter?
Thank you.
Who hung up on him?
RJ.
Why?
It was
to save us.
Yeah.
No, I was enjoying that.
Yeah, but you have the ability to watch it. I don't understand. Like, what?
You were riveted by the talk of the transistor radio. Go ahead.
He has a transistor radio, this man. Rucker Park.
Oh, my God.
He beat the answer.
I can't do this today.
This is what it's going to be.
I can't do it today.
Well, what do you want to do?
I think you know what I want to do.
Well, I
want to go lay on that thin couch.
Go ahead.
Go to sleep for the next 3 hours.
You know what? Get him a handheld microphone.
And have a banana. Oh, there's no bananas.
No, sorry.
There's no bananas, Rick. How does that make you feel?
Can I offer you a transistor radio?
Can listen to the show on the old transistor.
Is the app working today?
All I ask
is this. The app is working.
All right. Yeah.
If not, I have a transistor radio I can also offer you. No, there's only one, so you have to share it.
All I ask is that when you call in, let's have a conversation. You speak, we talk, back and forth. Not steamroller face the whole thing.
You're
no
asking
one said,
a lot.
Yeah, but no one said we wanted Miami. We wanted Miami instead of Milwaukee.
I wanted Miami.
Yeah, but instead of Milwaukee.
Yes. Would I rather have home court against a team that's not as good as another team?
Yeah, but he's making it sound like you're bad. Like the stupid Maple Leafs fans. We want Florida. No one was chanting we want Miami.
No. You want a hot take?
Want to write it down?
You might want to put it in pencil.
What is it?
Toronto's going to win the series.
You're out of your mind.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Toronto's going to be Florida.
That'd be a hot, sexy take.
No, but now you're just being a shock jock.
Yeah, you're
being an
stuff
idiot.
Out there,
just you took a poop in your hand and just threw it against that wall and you're hoping it sticks.
When do I come with these outrageous
takes?
I
don't know. What, changed.
Mean, is that the norm for me? No.
Maybe something. Did you have head trauma last night?
This loss changed you.
You're different now. Beat me into submission?
RJ, write that down so I don't forget that he said that, please.
You think you're going to forget I said that?
I don't know.
There's no bananas. You're making wild predictions. This loss changed you.
There's no tea. I need tea.
This loss changed you.
There was a line like 7 deep at the tea guy.
You want me to get you a tea bag and make you one?
No, because he makes it so flavorful.
You're different.
Well, in less than an hour, you're going to have a beautiful, flavorful tea.
I'm parched.
Maybe no egg bites, though, because no bananas.
So now it's a tit for tat with you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't seem appropriate. Let's go to, this is going to put you in a bad mood. Yeah. Jose. Well, by the way, why do all these Heat fans live here?
Why do all the Heat fans live here? I don't know.
What is going on with this?
Me and Milo almost got into a fight yesterday, too, by the way.
Me and Milo. Why?
Because we were watching, it was Sunday, I think we were watching it. We were watching the Celtics-Sixers game.
That was a good game.
Yeah, and he goes, Dad, who are you rooting for? I was like, well, what do you mean, who am I rooting for? Who do you think I'm rooting for? He goes, I want Philly. I said, what? I said, no. We're not playing this game.
You know what Don would say? That's your choice.
No,
you can root for, root for whoever you want.
No. I said, we don't ever root for anyone from Philly.
I don't like Philly either. So I'm surprised you and Gunling got along with that well.
Well, because it's his choice to root for Philly.
It's a bad life choice.
It's not great.
Yeah, it's not good.
Well, coming from the guy whose son's going to have a bar mitzvah from an Eagles fan, I mean, I question that.
I understand. Yeah. I understand why you would. Jose in Babylon, who's a dirty Heat fan. Good morning, Jose.
Good morning.
What do you want?
Nothing. I just want to say that there's a perspective with the refereeing, right? From both sides, it's been like that for the entire season. You know, you don't know what a foul is. I agree. You know, the game is being determined by the refs, which, you know, I don't know what to say about that. But what I'd like to say is, you know, Randall's good, Brunson's good, and Jimmy makes his team better. And that's the difference
of this series.
The coach makes your team better. Jimmy makes your team better. Jimmy decides any given night what he needs to do to help his team.
And whatever that is, he will do it.
If it's be aggressive and score, he does that. If it's facilitate, he does that. I mean, the ball moves, they move. For some reason, it just appears to everybody that watches these games that they would want it more than the Knicks right now, which I have no idea how that's possible. But Mitchell Robinson, forget what Randall said, the Mitchell Robinson quote after the game.
RJ, we don't have that, do we?
No, I spent some time looking for it. I'm sure it's somewhere.
It's out there in the ether somewhere.
Yeah, I'm still looking for it.
Yeah. It was a very troubling quote.
If you're not going to have energy in game four, it's a must win, man. When are you going to find it?
Yeah, that's bad. I don't know how you can move forward with a guy that says something like that. Really?
It's troubling.
Let's go to Steve in the car. Good morning, Steve. You're on 98.7. Hello?
Steven?
Hello.
How are you, Rick?
What's going on, buddy?
Rick. Hi, Dave. How are you?
And what's going on, Steve?
So, I think that, you know, when you look at the Knicks, Miami's doing to the Knicks what the Knicks did to Cleveland, which is making non-shooters shoot. And they're putting five people on the court with Kevin Love and Bam, who you have to play. And the Knicks are running around like chickens without heads, and every long rebound is going to Miami. The Knicks have to realize that besides Jimmy Butler, nobody on that team can beat anybody off the dribble. And they need to play more straight up. The Knicks' defense is based on doubling and taking away the three. And Miami moves the ball way too well with five people. It's like Golden State East. And they're running around, and that's why they look like they have no energy. That's why they don't get any loose balls, because they're trying to take away, play like you're playing against the Donovan Mitchell, against the dominant scorer. And they need to play completely differently and just play them straight up. If Jimmy Butler beats you, say LaVie. And by the same token, you know, Spoelstra goes, if Josh Hart, R.J. Barrett, can shoot threes and go and the Knicks make them, we'll go home. And so far, that hasn't happened.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like it's on the verge of happening either.
It happened one game.
Game two, yeah.
The game
they shot
won.
Well. That's it. They were killed on the glass last night.
It's back-to-back games. They've lost the rebounding battle.
Last night was even worse, though.
Last night was not good. And then on top of that, I mean, the seven offensive rebounds in the fourth quarter is just not... I mean, it's not winning basketball. I don't know what you want me to tell you. I mean, this is... And again, maybe part of it is they're worn down. I mean, when you're asking, you know, Jalen Brunson and Julius Randle and these guys to play as many minutes as they're playing, and you're not getting the contributions like Miami is getting from, you know, the secondary pieces, I mean, it's a lot to ask. Maybe that's part of it, why they're wearing down.
I don't know. I don't have the answer. Really,
Miami's a better team. That's the answer.
Yeah, I know.
That's the answer.
And that's tough to deal with. It's tough to admit that someone is better than you at something. Right?
But let's not forget, though, here's the one thing. Again, I think how we frame this series is all because it was Milwaukee or Miami. And then it was clear to everyone, home court, Miami, you love that matchup way better than you would against Milwaukee. So you get Miami, you have home court, and we're kind of going off what we saw during the regular season, maybe finding, you know, excuses as to why they would beat Milwaukee, Giannis's injury and everything else, not giving them the proper credit. And also forgetting that this team was in the Eastern Conference Finals last year. Lost in Game 7 to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Right.
And have been able to call it flip a switch, whatever you want to call it. But to go from losing their first play-in game to barely winning the second to get into the playoffs to now where they're at, playing as well as they're playing. Yeah. I mean, is it a little bit surprising? Maybe surprising. But, I mean, this is also a team that... If you look at what they did last year, has a track record of, and again, this is the Knicks' first year in this spot with Jalen Brunson. And you got guys that haven't been able to deal with the pressure of the playoffs. IQ until he got hurt. Quentin Grimes.
Topping for the
guys
most part.
That are important, were important players for you. Haven't been the same players.
Very, very disheartening is what it is.
It is.
It's very disheartening. It's very disappointing, and it's a shame because it's been a good season.
It's been a really good season. I mean, but, you want a playoff round. I mean, you beat up on Cleveland.
But you feel the writing on the wall now.
Well, I don't know how you wouldn't. I mean, you're 0-14
yeah.
In this spot.
They're 14-0.
Yes.
It's not a great combination. No. Omar, Brooklyn, he'll probably yell. Good morning, Omar.
How are you? Good morning.
You know how it is, Omar.
Yeah, listen.
before the season start, I told you the edge of coaching is such a huge edge. You said Thibodeau is a good coach. I don't blame that Thibodeau is not a good coach, but consider Eric and Thibodeau. Eric is elite, one of the best ever coaches that have coached an NBA, and Thibodeau is a good coach. That's the difference. Secondly, Eric is telling you that you have no shooters. Put the Brunson in the paint. We have three people there, and R.J. Barrett, Julius Randle, and Hart cannot beat you from the three-point range. So what is the adjustment here? When Eric has to go in Milwaukee series, when they have an injured player, Duncan Robinson was on the bench, not playing at all any minutes, like Fournier. Like, he's a terrible defender too. One of the worst defenders in this league, Duncan Robinson is. But Eric played him. Eric played him. He had a good game, and he made the rhythm to Miami Heat. And then they went from 5 or 6 3-pointers in one game.
Duncan Robinson had 3 points last night. Oh, it was like one of nine.
One of eight.
Yeah.
One elite shooter, Fournier. If you can ever try him for 5-10 minutes, and maybe Knicks can get a lead and play from the front. But no, Eric knows that Thibodeau will not change his style. He is so stubborn. He will want his way, and my way is highway. So that's the bottom line. You go down 3-1. He's never going to change. And after this series is over, then Mr. Thibodeau, we should fire you because you cannot change it. Simple as that. Thibodeau should be fired because he got out-coached in this series.
So, you know what? Omar is like the from Hollywood, like, leading man. Like, they script him perfectly for, like, the furious sports fan after his team loses in a series. Fire, you got, what can you possibly do besides fire the coach? That's what you have to do. Has he been out-coached? I think so. Listen, I don't think there's any shame. I think Eric Spoelstra is a better coach than Tom Thibodeau. But fire him. They didn't win a bunch of games this season. They didn't win the first round series. I mean, you're one of eight teams left standing. Fire him.
Well, that's the easy thing to do. I mean, what else are you going to do? You're going to look to move Randle? I mean, you tell me. So people in their minds think that it's the easiest thing to do is to fire the coach.
Listen, I didn't really want to get into this today. But for my money, anybody not named Jalen Brunson is available off this team.
For what, though?
Well, I mean, let's see.
Yeah, well, I mean, you say that. But, I mean, you had the opportunity to trade, and I get it. Listen, I mean, they beat Cleveland. But what would this team look like with Jalen, Donovan Mitchell, and Julius Randle? You like your chances better in this series or not?
Yeah.
If you had those three.
Yeah, I do. It's not a championship team, though.
No, but all the players you're talking about, everyone's available but Jalen Brunson. We're all the players that people would
listen,
not
do I make,
could
do
not
I,
trade.
Do I make a call to Portland for Damon Stoudemire? Like,
I don't know about Stoudemire. Lillard,
I mean,
maybe.
Lillard, yeah. You know what I'm saying. Stoudemire, you know, I'm in a way. You know what? Be supportive of me.
Of course you make that phone call.
Stoudemire would have been good last night,
Turns
too.
Out that's exactly what the Jets did, by the way. You hear that report?
With what? With Rodgers?
With Rodgers. As soon as they lost to Detroit, Joe picked up the phone and called Green Bay and said, hey, what's going on with your quarterback? And they say, well, we don't know, but we think that Aaron would consider you.
Isn't that a tampering?
No, you can call the GM.
Yeah?
No, you can't call Aaron and say what's up. He can call the GM. They all make phone calls like that.
But now Joe, you got your quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
See, at least you got something to be excited about.
Oh, stop. Please.
Well, I got nothing.
No.
Nothing.
I mean, you walk around with a picture of Joe Shane in your wallet.
So? He's a great man.
Right. So you're excited about
him. I was invited to a Brian Daboll event.
No, you weren't.
Oh. Okay.
You haven't got us one Giant guest. What makes me believe that you would be invited to anything Giants related?
I'll show you the invitation that was sent
What
to
is
me.
It for?
May 31st.
Cigar tasting?
I'll find it for you.
Yeah, okay.
But here.
Get him on the show. I'll be impressed.
Yeah, I was invited to this. Here, I'll show it to you.
Why don't you get him on the show?
Well, maybe I'll go to this event, and maybe we'll break bread, and then I'll come on the show after.
Ooh, an evening with Coach of the Year, Brian Daboll.
Yeah.
VIP.
That's right. I was invited. Free charge.
Nice.
Make this happen.
Oh, look where it is. Well, for this, you'll come to Long Island.
Well, what do you mean?
For this, you'll be coming to Long Island.
Well, you know what the beautiful thing is. It's the night before the...
So you're going to sleep in your mom's house?
I think so.
Ooh.
I think so. That's going to be a busy weekend for me.
The three of us can cuddle. You want to cuddle, the three of us?
I want you to stop doing this.
What?
I think it's very inappropriate and makes me feel very
uncomfortable. You can sleep in our room with us.
Me, you, and Cass?
No, not my room. Your mom's room.
I'll come in like Ali, oxen free. I'll just come diving in head first into the bed.
I'm sleeping with my mother-in-law.
It's Grasa. Freak.
That's weird stuff.
Yeah, hey.
But you've spent time in bed with your mother-in-law.
Yeah, right. But I was on the outside of the bed. I don't know where he slept with his mother-in-law.
And then Gunling has a thing where he goes on trips and sleeps with
all
friends.
The guys.
They
one
pack
bed.
Into one sardine
yeah.
bed.
Exactly right.
RJ, you do that?
No.
If anyone could.
No, I mean, I will split rooms, not beds.
I believe in societal norms.
You guys share like a pullout?
No. No.
What do you have to say?
We're moving on. We should move on.
I don't feel like you brought your A game today.
I feel like I've
brought... No, see, this is the beauty of them.
What?
When they decide, like, we want them to talk, and they just have days where they're just like, you know what? We just don't
right,
feel
they,
like
it. They shut it off.
Yeah, we'll shut it down.
Right.
There's no off. You have all, there's nuggets, there's rundowns, there's sound. Ray just popped in a new RJ Barrett cut for you. There's a lot going on.
Well, first of all, I want the Mitchell Robinson cut.
We're looking for it.
Well, find it.
If it's not on video, or I can't find it for you.
I heard it.
Where'd you hear it? Why wouldn't you share that? Why would you hold that till now? Where did you find it?
I didn't say I found it. I said I heard it.
Where did you hear it?
I heard it in a specific spot.
Man. Let's keep it a mystery until we...
Oh, you want me to sit here and tell you?
I have an idea.
It was very troubling when I heard the sound.
Very troubling.
And now maybe... You know,
look at how upset he is.
Maybe RJ doesn't want us to hear it again.
No, he wants you to be upset.
See, why would you want me to be upset?
How about we do this?
Okay? What do you want
to
do?
Just take that fat finger of yours and then just start running down... Because this is their contribution today.
Yeah.
They're just plugging. Because God forbid they talk. We'll plug sound into your machine.
Right.
And you can just press buttons all day.
Right.
Just do it.
Just press buttons?
Give them what they want. No, we'll hear from everybody. Let's just hear from everybody on the board.
You know who we have? We have Thibodeau. We have Brunson. We have Randall. We have RJ Barrett. And we have Kendrick Perkins.
I want Perkins right now.
Then we have Eric Spolstra. Eric, as some call him. We have Jimmy Butler. We have Aaron Boone. And we have Aaron Hicks.
Give me Perkins.
You want Perkins?
I want Big Perk.
Heat are dominating the series.
All they have to do is knock down shots. And the way that they're locked in defensively, they don't have the top-notch personnel because they have one of the greatest coaches in the game today in Eric Spoelstra.
And they get so many open looks.
I told you, I saw the stat. I think 45% of their shots were uncontested.
Well, because you know what it is? They set the play up, and it's either Butler or whoever, and then they wind up getting double-teamed, and then they kick it so quickly, it's like boom, ba-boom, 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 open look. There were times last night I thought they were actually overpassing. They had open looks, and they're like, no, let's give it to the next guy over, because it'll be even more wide open.
Yeah, ball moves, players move.
Consistently.
And it causes confusion.
Thanks for listening to the DPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.